Hey, Redding, take an inflation vacation with Black Bear Diner's 7 new weekday dinner deals starting at just $9.99. Tasty fish tacos, creamy fettuccine carbonara, steak and fries, a crispy chicken dinner, beef stroganoff, and more. Serve Monday through Friday after 4 p.m. Escape inflation's grip on your wallet and set the table tonight with good old-fashioned family food at your friendly Black Bear Diner in Redding on Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here, our power hour. Hour three, our number 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. There's 3 points I want to make in this segment. Not that it matters to you, but I take these issues I want to discuss and I put them in different piles. Not in terms of priority, but to try and create a rational and logical progression. Can't always do it. It's how my mind works. Or I'll have very thin piles because I decide I want to spend a couple hours on one particular subject that has enormous consequences. Now, last night I went through a number of things the Biden regime is doing that will directly harm your life and lifestyle. From HVAC systems to all other appliances in your home to the automobile, how they're regulating things out of existence with preposterous demands, and none of this is as a result of laws passed by Congress. And so your prices are going to go up, manufacturing is going to be squeezed, we're going to lose more manufacturing jobs. Everything that Biden is doing is going to negatively affect your lives, your ability to pay for basics. We're going backwards. It's called the degrowth movement. When you hear climate change, think of the degrowth movement. It's a Marxist movement that was born in the 1970s in Europe. Again, I wrote about it in American Marxism at length. In this movement, they were trying to come up with a nomenclature. First, they called it global cooling, then global warming, and they settled on climate change because that covers everything. Every time there's a change in temperature or there's a bad year in terms of flooding or tornadoes or hurricanes, they can blame it on climate change, and of course, that's Mother Nature, and that means more government, according to them. Government will fix these things, sure. The moon, the sun, the atmosphere, gravity. Your government? Jeez. They blow $250 billion a year. They can't even build any EV stations, but they'll fix the world, the universe. Don't worry. Anyway, Washington Free Beacon, Thomas Cantonacci. President Biden's aggressive climate regulations targeting fossil fuel-fired power plants will create widespread electric grid instability and lead to mass blackouts impacting millions of Americans, according to a recent study commissioned by North Dakota state government. This is something we've been talking about and I've written about in at least three books. The research conducted in May by the firm Always On Energy Research concluded that the Environmental Protection Agency's recently finalized regulations are not technologically feasible and will foreseeably lead to the retirement of coal power generation units, intermittent and weather-dependent green energy sources such as wind and solar, or replace such retired generators, leading to unreliable conditions, the study found. We saw this in Texas a few years ago. It was a disaster. Now, the study largely echoes concerns that have been voiced by the U.S. grid watchdog, the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, regional grid operators and power utility companies. But you're not allowed to listen to them, you see, because they're actually businesses that know what they're doing, that are responsible for these activities right now. So you can't listen to them because they must be hoarding or profiteering and self-serving and big corporate, you know, big business. What about big government? Oh, that's good. That's okay. So, four regional grid operators that oversee the infrastructure supplying power to 154 million Americans warned. After the EPA regulations were first proposed last year, the grid reliability would, quote, dwindle to concerning levels, unquote, under the regulations. The Edison Electric Institute, the lead industry group representing U.S. electric companies, in late May joined a lawsuit that challenged the EPA's finalized regulations. Biden's green agenda is shutting down baseload power and is rapidly destabilizing our electrical grid. Electricity costs are up 30% under Biden already, said North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. Prices will continue to skyrocket if he's reelected as real power demand increases dramatically for the first time in decades for chip manufacturing and new foundational industries like AI. And they're pushing all our products and industries onto this electrical grid that can't handle what they're doing already. They're taking electricity off the market. Coal-generated electricity. They're reducing the availability of electricity. They're increasing the reliance on electricity. What is wrong with these people? It's like Israel and Hamas. Is it really that hard to choose the right side? Why are you funding Iran and Hamas and have your foot on Israel's throat? You scratch your hands. What the hell is wrong with these people? They're ideologues. That's what's wrong with them. In April, the EPA finalized the first part of a multi-pronged effort to curb greenhouse gas emissions produced by the nation's power sector. The regulations, remember what I told you, this is the degrowth movement. Degrowth movement. What's going to happen? In a single word, poverty. The impoverishment of the American people. We have reliable source of energy today. That will end. You can see the affordabilities going up and up and up because Biden's taking more and more energy production mechanisms out of the market. He rushes to take the fuel out of these special emergency reserves that he didn't put in there in the first place, that Trump did and other presidents, which are down to the bottom right now. So you look at that. Then we have the attorney, the U.S. attorney in Washington, D.C., which makes him very powerful, who prosecuted the praying grandma, drops charges against carjacker that killed an elderly woman. The Daily Fetch, a female suspect who carjacked a vehicle with an elderly woman inside who later died, had all of her charges against her dropped, igniting fury. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves, this guy's a sleazeball, who dropped the charges was the exact attorney who prosecuted a praying grandma for blocking an abortion clinic in 2023. It took only 3 days for D.C. U.S. Attorney Matthew Graves to drop murder and kidnapping charges in the carjacking case that killed an elderly woman at the doorstep of his office. But he protects the carjacker. This is the U.S. attorney of Washington, D.C. Then there's this. Pennsylvania, I hope you're paying attention. Bob Casey, this is from Breitbart. Bob Casey, running for re-election, allegedly used a fake phone call to avoid answering questions about hundreds of thousands of dollars in federal funding he secured for a Philadelphia LGBTQ center that reportedly performs sex change surgeries on minors. The National Republican Senatorial Committee shared a video on Wednesday morning of Casey ignoring questions about the funds he secured for the Mazzoni Center as he walked down the street and spoke into his phone. The group wrote in the past that Casey's up for re-election against our friend. He's great. Republican businessman Dave McCormick. Quote, faked a phone call when asked why he gave $400,000 in federal funds to a controversial center that performs sex change surgeries on minors. The Daily Mail first reported on Saturday that Casey nabbed $400,000 in funding for the Mazzoni Center. In the Post, the Mazzoni Center boasted its leadership, and Casey announced a $400,000 congressional appropriation for medical equipment and facility upgrades, including a building generator to protect refrigerated pharmaceuticals and vaccines. But the Daily Mail said the center is known to provide puberty blockers and hormone therapy for patients, including kids. In addition to providing treatment at the center, the group also connects patients to surgeons who can perform sex change procedures. In Pennsylvania, these surgeries on minors are legal. The group has also reportedly been tied to multiple transgender youth events, including backing a, quote, pride prom for LGBTQ high school-age teens, per the Mail. So this guy campaigns in Pennsylvania as a Democrat moderate, pulls the same crap that Biden does, and he's a radical extremist who votes with Bernie Sanders 99% of the time. 99% of the time. That's Bob Casey. A fraud. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
My fellow Americans, the phony conviction of Donald Trump has sent a clear message. Our country is in deep trouble. Our rule of law is under attack, and the integrity of our elections may well be in jeopardy. In times of political chaos like this, it's crucial to protect your wealth and secure your financial future. That's where my good friends at Advantage Gold come in. Please call them now, 800-900-8000. Get their free 2024 gold and silver kit to help protect your money against times like these with physical precious metals. Plus, tell them I sent you, and they'll give you a special Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 if you qualify. No one can predict the future, but you can prepare for it. Call Advantage Gold today, 800-900-8000. Get your free gold and silver kit right now. Plus, Mark Levin discount worth up to $1,300 for qualified customers today. 800-900-8000. 900, 8,000. Give it a try. Performance may vary. You should always consult your financial and tax professionals.
Mark Levin, bringing the family together every night around the radio.
These children are in need of an education.
The Mark Levin Show.
Welcome back, America. I'm very pleased to have with us a tremendous patriot, really just a great guy, Ken Hartman, who is really the man behind our communitysalutes.org. My wife works with Ken, as do other great patriots, but Ken is the leader. He's the general. And Ken Hartman, welcome to the Mark Levin Show. Tell us about our community salutes, how it started, your involvement in it, and why it's so important.
Well, thanks, Mark, again for having me on your show. It's just an honor to be with you and your listeners. It all started in 2009 when, in a moment of weakness, I agreed to serve at our local school board. What a nightmare that was, as you can
Yeah,
well,
trust
know.
Me, I was on a school board, too. You're right.
I know. But what I discovered shortly after joining the board in 2009 was that we were doing nothing to honor the high school seniors and their parents, the high school seniors who were planning to enlist in the military following graduation. I couldn't believe it. And, well, as an old soldier myself, I knew I needed to do something about that. So I planned this nonprofit organization, Our Community Salutes, and we held our first dinner for all the kids and their families in Camden County, New Jersey, South Jersey. Well, little did I know the word would get out about Our Community Salutes. And by the way, these kids that we honor back in 2009, many of them were going off to war. But at the same time we weren't honoring them, we had all sorts of affairs for our D1 athletes and their signing days when those high school seniors were going off, and nothing for the kids when they were signing their contracts to defend our nation. So we started with one ceremony. The word got out about OCS, and I started getting phone calls. And we grew from one location in South Jersey to 10 locations, to 20 locations, to 30 locations, to 50 locations, to 60 locations, 70 locations, all over the country. So since 2009, we've honored over 250,000 high school seniors who have made the selfless decision to serve their nation after high school.
And this makes the world a difference to those young men and women and their families, doesn't it?
It certainly does. And, you know, anybody who's ever come to an OCS ceremony, and we don't charge anybody to come to these events. We raise the money through great Americans and corporations that want to help us support this important mission now more than ever. But anybody who's ever been to their ceremony, and of course you can see the videos on our website, will see the impact that these kids at these ceremonies have. When you bring together veterans from the community, the active duty people, people like yourself, it's magic. That's all I can describe it. And anybody's ever been to our ceremony, we've done literally hundreds and hundreds of them since 2009, will experience the same thing.
Folks, you can go to ourcommunitysalutes.org and really see what they're doing. Ourcommunitysalutes.org. It's on all my social platforms. I want you to check it out. And you don't take any federal monies, and you're proud of that, right?
We are. We're really proud of that. It's not the federal government's job to thank these kids. It's the communities. It's the Boeings. It's the Lockheeds. It's the corporations out there. And we've been very blessed with some great companies like USAA, Navy Federal, Comcast, who have made these possibles. But we've got hundreds of volunteers across the country. They're literally doing garage sales and lawn sales so they can pay for the food and beverage or the venue that we do these ceremonies in. And, you know, people often ask, Mark, how can I support? Well, obviously you can make a donation to support us, but we have a very easy way for all Americans, and that's our virtual thank you card for the class of 2024. It's a real easy way for people to go and sign our virtual thank you card. You can go to ourcommunitysalutes.org or simply OCSUSA.org. You'll see the virtual thank you card. You'll write a little message there for these kids and their moms and dads. Our goal is to get 1 million Americans to sign that card by the end of the year. So these young people, and as you know, fewer and fewer kids are interested in serving. The patriotism is way down. This is your way to thank these kids and their moms and dads for that decision.
Folks, I think this is worthy of a Levin surge. It just to sign this letter with a little note thanking these high school seniors who are going into the military. They deserve our thanks. This is what America is all about. This is what we here on this program are all about. Just go to ourcommunitysalutes.org. You'll find a link there, ourcommunitysalutes.org. And please sign the letter, add a few words. You know, people ask me all the time, they call this program, Ken, what can I do? This is really very easy to do. So I want to encourage everybody who's listening to this program, your family members, other people, pass the word. Please sign the letter. Let's get to 1 million people with a little note. And let's show the rest of the country that, in fact, we Americans are patriotic. We do love our country. And we do support these young men and women who are seniors who are volunteering to put their lives on the line and help in any way they can. There's not enough of that today. Now, Ken Hartman, tell us about you were in the military, your family, and so forth, and what you're doing each and every day with respect to this, and give us a feel for it. Do we lose him, Mr. Producer? I think we lost him, but we'll find him.
Hey, okay. I'm here again.
All right, Ken. So tell America a little about yourself, your family, the involvement day-to-day in this, and you've got board members, you've got wonderful people who come and speak and MC and so forth and so on.
We do, yeah. We have an amazing board made up of not only senior, retired senior military leaders, officers, NCOs, true patriots that have come together to serve our mission. Me, I was an old soldier back in a Cold War veteran. My father was a Holocaust survivor, and it was a GI who liberated my family. It's the primary reason why I decided to sign up in 1977 to serve our country. We have amazing volunteers of all ages and types that help make this possible, Mark. I'm just the leader of the band, but truly board members like your wife have just bent over backwards to help us to raise the money necessary to continue this mission. Our goal is to have a ceremony in every state by 2026, and we're in 22 right now, plus Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And I believe your listeners can help us get that goal. But the first thing, as I said before, it is truly signing the virtual thank you card at OCSUSA.org could be a great first step in that.
And, folks, any little contribution you can make helps. It really does. And this is a fairly small organization that's doing enormous good in our communities. They're not flashy. They don't get a lot of press. They're not seeking a lot of press. They don't want any government involvement. They don't want any government money. This is what Americans do in their communities, in their homes. They honor their own young people who are joining up for the military to defend this country. This is what we used to do. This is sort of a Norman Rockwell picture organization, if you ask me. Go to ourcommunitysalutes.org, ourcommunitysalutes.org. We're going to take a little break. We're going to come back with Ken Hartman. And then, Ken, I want you to tell us the kinds of people who the audience might know, who've been involved in various ceremonies that you've held all over the country. Not because it's flashy or anything like that, but because they've wanted to help, and they've wanted to help raise support so that we can support these young people. We'll be right back again. Check it out during the break, ourcommunitysalutes.org. Sign that letter. Leave a little message if you can. Leave a little bit of money. They can use it. There's no government involvement, no government funds whatsoever. I'll be right back.
Paper by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems and all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't
can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-806-1299 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-806-1299 or visit AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Levin. That's 800-806-1299 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Levin. Again, 800-806-1299 or AmericaFirstTaxGroup.com/Levin.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
Like what you'll hear so far?
So far?
So far, you got more about Mark Levin by going to his website. It's MarkLevinShow.com.
The establishment's worst nightmare. Mark Levin.
Call in now, 877-381-3811.
You know, America, what if I told you? What if I told you you can be part of a big movement that inspires these high school seniors that are joining the military, young men and young women, and their families, with a big thank you by signing a virtual thank you card? A virtual thank you card. All you have to do is go to ourcommunitysalutes.org, ourcommunitysalutes.org. We talk about what can we do. Mark, I'm asked in diners, at supermarkets, on the street, Mark, what can we do? Here's something we can do. This is a community-based organization that has nothing to do with government welfare, taxation, programs. It was the brainchild of Ken Hartman, who's on with me now, and it has spread in various communities, and it is such an important movement. It'll make you feel great. OurCommunitySalutes.org. It's on all my social platforms. It's easy just to click it. And please sign the virtual thank you card and leave a little note to these young people. They need to know that we're behind them. You see what they see on TV every day. You see what they hear every day. But that's not America. That's the media. That's not America. This is America. And Ken Hartman, quietly, is persuading people to do what they just need to be asked to do, and that's what they do. Ken Hartman, ourcommunitysalutes.org, ourcommunitysalutes.org. I just want to remind people the only way you're funded is through private donations, whether it's businesses or individuals here and there. And the more you get, the more of these you can have in these various communities. And that's what you mean. You want to have one in every state so seniors in high school who join the military in every state are told, and their families, how much they're appreciated, correct?
That's right. And, you know, there isn't a week that goes by, Mark, that I don't get an email from somebody around the country hearing about our community salutes and asking if there's an event near them, their ceremony near them. And unfortunately, you know, it's a big country, and it breaks my heart every time. We have so many people that are reaching out to us wanting to start an OCS ceremony. We also, besides just recognizing these young people, we have what we call OCS Connect. It's on our website. It's the first and only resource for the parents of these kids and how we can empower the parents to help these kids with helping their kid with their first paycheck or early college planning or making a transition, because 75% of these kids are only going to serve for 4 years. Every business that says to me, I want to hire a veteran, I tell them, get on board with us. Talk to these kids before they go in, because most of them are coming home and ended up in their parents' basements because that 4 years goes by very, very fast. So it's both recognition and support. And we want to expand, like you said, to other states, and we want to offer more modules to help these kids, but we can't do without individuals helping us in corporations.
You know, this reminds me, Ken Hartman, when I was a kid, I used to watch these shows of little towns, Main Street America, how people would rally. You know, on July 4th, there'd be parades. There was the American flag. This is the picture in my mind, little diners and groceries and general stores. This is what I think of when I think of your organization. Mm-hmm. These sorts of things all over the country, inspiring, promoting. Tell us the names of some of the people who have asked you if they could come to these events, speak at these events, or even moderate these events.
Absolutely. I mean, the list goes on and on. From medal honor recipients, dozens of them will perform, senior military leaders, celebrities like Pete Hegseth, who spoke, governors. We had Governor DeSantis from Florida, both Democrats and Republicans. It's truly bipartisan. They're there. They wake up the understanding that no one talks about the importance of serving anymore, and that these young kids and their families, oftentimes they've never even met another family member whose kid's going to the military. They come to our events and they begin to network. They begin sharing information. They support each other in the community. And that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to reconnect America community one by one back to its nation's military, back to the history and patriotism that founded this country. And somewhere along the way, we've lost that. And as we grow, that's what we're trying to do, to empower these communities to understand the importance of that patriotism.
It's ourcommunitysalutes.org. Don't put it off, folks. You know how you get busy, I get busy, you forget stuff. Just jot it down, ourcommunitysalutes.org, or go over there right now, try their link. Please sign the virtual thank you card. We want to get to a million. And that would really say something to these young people and their families. Leave a little message. And please, if you can leave a little bit of money, so this can occur in every state of the union, that these young people know that we have their backs, that it's not about what goes on in these colleges and universities, the protests against America, the burning the American flag, the replacing it with another flag and all the rest of it. This is the future. We need to get behind the future. We need to get behind these families on the way into the military. Anything else, Ken, while I have you?
Mark, I just want to remind folks that they can also volunteer in their community. Again, we're not everywhere, but they can come to our website, and if they want to be one of our ambassadors to come to our ceremonies to help us, some cases the ambassadors bake cookies and cakes for the event. There are so many ways in which, particularly the veterans out there, my call out to my fellow veterans, this is your new service. This is the time for you to recommit yourself to our nation, and we'd love to have you. Just come to ourcommunitysalutes.org or ocsusa.org, and you can learn all about it. Thank you, Mark. Thank you.
Well,
let me say this, Ken,
to those of us who haven't served, you know, we got to do something too. And it seems to me something like this is not only easy to do, it is very spiritual. It's very fulfilling. It makes you feel great. Mm-hmm. So please go to ourcommunitysalutes.org, ourcommunitysalutes.org, do the virtual thank you card, leave them some money, and learn about them. And if you want to help them, you can do that too. I want to thank you, Ken, for everything you're doing for the country, for these young people, for their families. What a brilliant, brilliant idea. Really, volunteers, local communities, that's what we're talking about here, not this federal government iron fist stuff. And you're doing an absolutely unbelievable job, my friend.
Well, I got to give a shout out to the hundreds of volunteers that are making it happen across the country. I just lit the spark, and I had no idea that there was this void. It's an honor to go around the country and see what everybody's doing to honor our nation's newest and youngest service members.
Well, God bless you and your family. And
thank you.
My wife Julie keeps in touch, and she informs me of everything. So you take care of yourself. I mean that.
He's amazing. Thank you. Thank you very much for having me on today. God bless you. Thank you.
All right, my brother. You take care of yourself. This man is absolutely selfless. You don't know everything. I'm just telling you, he's absolutely selfless. And brings tears to my eye. So I really don't try to persuade you in a strong way. I don't know what else to say. Please go to that site. ourcommunitysalutes.org. Please sign the virtual thank you card and leave a little note. That's not so hard to do. And if you can, leave them some money so we can get this in every single state of the union. People attend these things, and it really is heartwarming to see these young people and to see their families. And when they look at you and they smile, and they're excited to know that people support them. Governor DeSantis was in one of these. And from what I'm told, it really had an impact on him, as it does everybody. My buddy Larry O'Connor, one of the hosts on WMAL. Alan West is another. I don't know everybody. Pete Hegseth is involved. It's just very, very exciting. And you see how low-key it is. They pour all their money into the ceremony celebrating the children and their families. That's where it all goes. One more time, ourcommunitysalutes.org. It would really put a smile on my face if we shut down that website, Mr. Producer, that so many people were pouring in there to sign the card and leave a little donation that the website shut down. Let me tell you, we've shut down the congressional phones over the years. It wouldn't upset me if you shut down their link. Please all pour in there. Give from your heart. This is a tremendous cause. Where am I, Mr. Producer? As we approach Flag Day this Friday, 2 days, think about the brave men and women who have served our country. Think about the mess they have to transition back into. What Biden has done to this country, out of control cost of living, expensive housing, a VA system that's incredibly bureaucratic, daunting to navigate for so many people, and on and on and on. This is where private companies like Pure Talk, my wireless company, come in, by supporting amazing charities like America's Warrior Partnership. America's Warrior Partnership has helped over 60,000 post-9/11 veterans. They help prevent veteran suicide by helping with access to housing and employment, medical benefits, and counseling. You can help, too. Just switch your cell phone service to Pure Talk by this Friday, Flag Day. That's 48 hours. That's it. And Pure Talk will match every dollar donated up to $50,000. You'll be joining a company that supports America's Warrior Partnership. A company founded by a veteran, a company that's patriotic, based in America, that hires Americans. Customer service, American. Choose a wireless company that shares your values, that helps support this great cause, that can cut your bills almost in half. Stop, folks, just blindly going with AT&T, Verizon, and T-Mobile, plus they're ripping you off. They have plans from just $20 a month on a nationwide 5G network, cutting-edge technology, the best of the best. This really is a no-brainer. How do you do it? Dial #250, say Mark Levin. That's #250, say Mark Levin. And Pure Talk's U.S. customer service team will help you match the switch. Dial #250, say Mark Levin, #250, Mark Levin. I wouldn't wait. I'd just move now. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations.
please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or have no warranty at all, listen up. CarShield is offering a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan at an all-time low in price that covers more parts than ever before. Call CarShield now to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs and lock in your price today. Call 800-898-6155. That's 800-898-6155. 800-898-6155.
Millions of Americans earn and use credit card rewards. Corporate megastores want to keep those rewards away. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would eliminate credit card rewards. No more travel miles, no more cash back. When lawmakers help corporate megastores line their pockets, American families have to pay. Tell your senator to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. Visit handsoffmyrewards.com, handsoffmyrewards.com to take action today. Paid for by the Electronic Payments Coalition.
Talk Radio's cleanup hitter.
Believe what I say, or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you. Mark Levin. Mark Levin. He's on the radio. Radio.
Folks, we need to turn out en masse and win this damn election. Not just to stop Biden, that would be good enough, but the Republicans actually have some great ideas. I'm reading this story in the news, CNN of all places. Speaker Mike Johnson met with Senate Republicans. They're looking for ways to advance their agenda next year. If Trump's elected, they take the Senate and hold the House. And they're talking about using this tool, reconciliation. See, the Democrats abused the tool. It was just to be for budget purposes, but they used it for Obamacare and other things, and the Republicans are saying, okay, we can use that tool, too. They want more tax cuts. They want to use it to secure the border. They want to use it to advance a America agenda. We've got to take the presidency. We've got to take the Senate. We've got to hold the House. We've got to put our stupid little ass differences aside, folks. We've got to take it back, or we're going to lose everything. And these little differences won't matter. They won't matter. I'm very excited about what I'm reading here. We're really talking more about future transactions, you know, the way that we'll go about tax reform. Senator Cramer of North Dakota said we can go far beyond just tax changes. They were brainstorming what to do. What to do? They said the main idea is to think big. Let's think bigger than just taxes, Cramer said. And even these so-called rhinos were agreeing with that. We're agreeing with that. And they're talking about fundamental changes in the government. They're talking about securing the border. They didn't make this, you know, in a big press release. They were talking among themselves that they can use this process. They're thinking big. We've got to take this damn government back. And I'm counting on you. I'm counting on me. It's very, very important. More on this tomorrow. Everyone thinks mortgage rates are extremely high. It's not entirely true. Mortgage rates are much lower than the average credit card rate, 22, 27, 29%. Think about how much interest you're paying on that credit card if you're only paying the minimum every month. Maybe you have more than one card, and you're stuck. But if you're a homeowner, a cash-out refinance with the best of the best American financing, that's who I used, my daughter used, Mr. Producer used, can help you pay off that debt and lower your monthly expenses, and the mortgage interest is tax-deductible. They're saving homeowners just like you on average almost $900 a month, $11,000 a year. That's a lot of money. Their salary-based mortgage consultants will show you how much you can save every month. They'll demonstrate it to you with no upfront fees and no obligation. You might even be able to close in as fast as 10 days, possibly delay two mortgage payments, giving you even greater upfront savings. Here's an out to the damn credit cards. But you got to call them. Get the financial relief you need. Stop living paycheck to paycheck. Stop stressing out. I have the answer. Call American Financing, 888-900-1828. They're there right now. 888-900-1828, 888-1828, or go to AmericanFinancing.net.
NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
I want to circle back. You heard from this great patriot. He's a quiet man. He doesn't seek to draw attention to himself. The organization doesn't have a lot of publicity. They don't spend money on marketing. It's word of mouth. It's town to town, community to community. This is what America was built on. That's what this reminds me of. Our CommunitySalutes.org. Please check out their website, OurCommunitySalutes.org. You heard me speak to their wonderful leader, although he's very bashful in a way. He doesn't like being called a leader, but he is. His name is Ken Hartman. He's a veteran. And please sign the card. Please sign the virtual thank you card to these young people so they and their families know that we back them. What they see on TV is not normal. What they hear from the president is not normal. That we regular, normal Americans, that we cannot thank them enough. And please provide some support to this organization, whatever you can afford, so this can be done in every state, in every community, in every state. And thanks to Ken Hartman, and thanks to this organization, OurCommunitySalutes.org, and I am very proud that my wife is on the board of this group. That's not why I'm promoting it. Truth is, I wouldn't even know about it but for her. I am proud of these people, that they saw a need, and they didn't lobby a senator or congressman. They didn't slip language into a bill, trillions of dollars being spent, so much to different organizations. No. They just worked at the community level. You heard what he said, Camden County, New Jersey, which is right across the Delaware River from where I was born and grew up, in Pennsylvania. It's a blue-collar area. And this gentleman, Ken Hartman, he told you about his family in the Holocaust, joined the Army in 1977. He's a veteran. He's a patriot. And the more people learn about this, the more they get excited about it, and the more volunteers participate. You heard. They have people who even bake goods for these different events. This is volunteerism. This is Americanism. If you can't join them and actually volunteer at the local level, assuming they have an event near you, please sign the thank you card. It's a virtual thank you card. Leave a little note, and please leave a little money before you leave the site. We salute our armed forces, police officers, firefighters, emergency personnel, our brothers and sisters in Ukraine, our brothers and sisters in Israel. We have your back, even though Biden doesn't. And you, the great American people, God bless each and every one of you, and I'll see you tomorrow. Be well.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.